The week ahead, referendum results, a quiet war, and a market on edge. Iceland's referendum results are expected Saturday or overnight, and depending on the margin, legal challenges or a runoff remain possible. The Iran situation carries no scheduled diplomatic events. Back-channel contacts, when they emerge, tend to surface in quiet periods between public escalations, making the absence of announcements worth watching as closely as any statement. The yen at 160 to the dollar will keep markets nervous. A push toward 165 would likely prompt the Bank of Japan to make public statements about intervention capacity, whether or not action follows. The cursor OpenAI situation is expected to develop further as developers and companies that depend on API access evaluate their exposure. The larger question, whether model providers can cut off competitors' tools, is becoming a regulatory debate in Washington and Brussels, likely sooner rather than later. The thread connecting the day's disparate stories, Iran, Ukraine, corporate profits, AI labor stratification, Pentagon promotion blocks, is a set of contested questions about the concentration of power and the adequacy of institutions to constrain it. That is not a partisan framing. It is a structural observation about a moment in which multiple power concentrations are being challenged simultaneously, with outcomes that will shape the years ahead.